toe that's not hurting. Many times we don't praise God when we're hurting or when we're in pain, but we only praise God and thank God if we got a raise, if we look at our bank account and our bank account shows $50,000 more in the bank and we have no idea where that $50,000 came from. I have a lot of people, I don't have a lot of people, but there are many people that will come into the bank and the branch. It's okay tonight because we really need to pause and take some time out of thanks. I thought I was going to go a different direction, but I'm, you know, I had something else for you, but I think we're going to go this direction. I really feel like the Lord wants to hone in on that, and maybe we'll hit the other next Wednesday. But I really do feel about thanks. There's been a few people that come into the bank. I won't name the banks. You probably already know the bank. But I sit there, and people come, and they're like, I want to cash this check. But first, can you tell me if it's real or not? See, they already know it's a bogus check. And now they're hoping that we will say, we'll take that bogus check and we'll give you $5,000. And so many of them, even though we say, don't deposit the money because it's no good, they go to another bank in a different city and they put it in, they take the money out, and in a few days they realize that check was no good and now they owe that bank a lot more than they took out. Because they were hoping in a false hope. Can I tell you, the God that I serve, the Bible says, He daily loads me up with benefits. Daily. I don't know if you've ever just rolled out of bed and thank God you were able to just roll out of bed. How many of you woke up and said, thank God I can breathe. Thank God I can see. Thank God I can move my fingers and my toes. And thank God I've got food to eat. See, a lot of us, we start getting our minds on the bad and we don't get our mind on the good. Because we're dwelling on negative. And even today, our world was bombarded with negativity. He said that. He did that. They lied. She lied. It's like, really? Turn that off. Because garbage in, garbage out. Last night, I got off the wagon. My wife didn't know. I feel like I'm going to confess. Mom says, confess your faults one to another. But there was a Krispy Kreme donut. My boy had to have it. And I put it 15 seconds in the microwave. And I pulled it out and it just was moist. But after I ate it, I felt bad. Because number one, I knew it wasn't part of my diet. And number two, I knew I shouldn't eat it because it's going to make me feel bad. All that sugar rush coming on me. Doesn't affect my boy, just affects me. Probably because I'm just getting older, but it tasted good. And many times the devil will give us a false imitation on what we think is good for us, and we know it's not. See, God begins to talk to every one of us through checks in the spirit that everybody gets at one time or another. When you're getting ready to do something or go somewhere or listen to something or watch something, there is a inner voice that will tell you, don't do it. Don't go there. Don't say that. Don't get involved in that. Don't cash that bogus check. But we think we know better And so we pick up the phone and we say, Pastor, I just want to call you and tell you, yada, 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 yada. I think I should do it. What do you think? Well, you've already lied because you know you shouldn't do it. And yet you told me you had to call me because you had a check in the spirit. The problem is when we start not listening to that voice and we don't listen to that check in the spirit, we won't be having those checks in the spirit very much longer. And we've got to thank God for everything that God gives us. Thank God for that voice that tells us, don't cash that check. Don't eat that donut. Don't go there. Don't watch that. Don't be involved in that. Why? Because we've got to take care of this temple. And God is telling you in Psalms 150, praise ye the Lord, or thank the Lord. Thank God in his sanctuary. When was the last time you came to church and you walked into the doors and nobody else was in here and you said, thank God for this sanctuary. There's a lot of people are going, well, if we can just get back to Brush Harbor days, you know, good old fashioned, you know, old fashioned days of Pentecost. If we just get back, really, you want to get back to those? Why do we have the air conditioner on? Why are you sitting in a padded pew? You'd be on bales of hay and it'd be 100 plus degrees out. You want to go back then? No. Thank God for a sanctuary. Thank God for his house. Thank God for pews that are comfortable and cool weather. Thank God for it. We are blessed. Every time I drive past our church, I'm like, wow. We have a beautiful church. We have a beautiful sanctuary. But more important than just the beauty of it, when I walk into the sanctuary, even early this morning and later this afternoon, I walked in here, lights were out, and I felt a presence of God. Matter of fact, every time I come into his house, I feel his presence. And we should never take that for granted. We ought to get happy. Not, oh man, it's Wednesday night, 7:30, I got to go to church. You know, I had a busy day. The game's on. I'm in my comfortable chair. I had to deal with people all day. I don't feel like going to church. I know that's never entered into your brain. But I'm telling you, when it comes service time for me, thank God for church. Now, can I be honest with you? There have been times where I'm like, I got to preach tonight. I got to go to church. I'm feeling so spent in my body. But I tell my flesh, Bubba, we going to church. And I come to church and I get into his presence and we start singing songs, and it's not long until my hands are raised in the air. It's not long until I start singing the songs. It's not long until I start feeling the presence of God. And it's not long until my spirit is like saying, I'm glad you take me. I'm glad you brought me to church. I'm glad you pushed through your flesh and your fear. Thank God and his sanctuary. Thank him for his mighty acts. Can I just ask you, what has God done mighty for you lately? What's that? Live. You're above ground. You should be thankful about that, right? Life is so fast. Tuesday, I was at the desk at the bank, and this gentleman approached me, young, older than me, but not, he's young. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because when I thought people were in their 60s and 70s and 80s, I thought that was ancient. But now that I get a little older, I'm like, they're young. Sister Leek to me is young. But this man walked in, and I'm doing a loan for, and his wife just passed away. In the middle of our loan, she thought she had an ulcer. She thought she just had something wrong on the inside, and they diagnosed it, and it was cancer. And in her treatment of chemo, it shut down all her organs, and she passed away. And I'm like, wow, God, life is so fragile. And we could complain about this, that, and the other. We can get our minds on how bad things are. But if we'll just stop and say, you know what? I'm living. God's given me another day that I can be thankful for. I'm not going to wait till Friday, because everybody gets happy on Friday until an hour after you've spent all your payday. But I'm going to stop and pause in a moment, and I'm going to thank God for his mighty acts. That's what we got to do. We got to thank God for mighty acts. You say, well, Pastor, what's mighty? Everything is mighty. The problem is we classify small, medium, and big things, and we only celebrate the big things. Why don't you celebrate the small things and let those become mighty? Because if you could praise him on those things, you could praise him on everything. I don't know about you, but God's been good to me, and God's been good to you. And that's why the Lord even says we ought to thank him according to his excellent greatness. How great has God been to you? Praise him that way, or thank him that way. Isn't that what the Bible said? Praise the Lord according to his excellent greatness. Thank God for his excellent greatness, meaning this: if God's ever made a way for you, you ought to praise him that much. If God's ever healed your body, you ought to praise him that much. If God has ever delivered you, forgiven you, restored some things in your life, and turned some things around, we ought to thank God according to his excellent greatness. Can I just tell you, on a Wednesday night, God has been good. God has been great. God has been wonderful. And on a Wednesday night, I'm going to say, God, thank you. Somebody ought to clap your hands right now. Things may not have turned out the way you thought they should, but you're in the house of God on a Wednesday night, and God is in the building. The King is here. The King is here. Daddy is here. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what I have lost. You don't know what I've gone through. You don't know what has been taken away from me. Can I tell you, sometimes the reason things are taken away from you is so that you could draw closer to him. Your dependency on him becomes greater. Because many times when things are going great, you don't spend that much time with him. But I pray that we wouldn't let tragedy or devastation bring us to our knees. No, but I pray that every day that we live, we would stop and pause, and we would thank God according to his excellent greatness. God, you've been good to me. God, you've been good to my family. God, you've made a way for me. Thank him with the sound of the trumpet. Thank him with the psaltery and harp. Thank him with the timbrel and dance. Thank him with the stringed instruments and organs. Thank him upon the loud cymbals. Thank him upon the high sounding cymbals. Meaning any instrument that you can think of, give him thanks on it. Again, driving down the road, I'll bust out in songs. And my wife's like, that's not the song. That's not the way it goes. I'm not singing it to you. I'm singing it to him. Don't let anybody silence your praise. Don't let anybody take away your thanksgiving. That's why David went and he said, what shall be done to the man that defeats this Philistine? And his brother said, I know why you're here. You're here because you're full of pride and you're nosy and you're a busybody. And I know the desire of your heart, David. And David could have just, people are mean with their words. You try to do something for God and they're like, what are you doing here? I know where you've been. I know what you used to look like. Brother Garcia even posted a picture, I think, today. I know what you used to look like. Hallelujah. He had a mad mop on his head or something like that. It was looking good. That's what the world wants to do. They want to make fun of us. And they want to take our joy out. Because God gives us joy. He gives us unspeakable joy and full of glory. And I don't care what it is. It may be the bass. It may be the guitar. It may be the drums. It may be the organ. It may be the keys. Or it may just be these 10 instruments right here that you put together, because the Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Whatever you got and however you got it, you ought to give God the loudest, greatest praise, greatest thanks you possibly can, because he's good, because he's great, because he's wonderful. I will praise God in the good and in the bad. I will give him thanks every day because he's wonderful. And that's where David even ends it. He says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Thank the Lord. Everything that breathes. That's why people, when they come to an apostolic service, are like, they're running. They're rolling. We don't see that very much anymore. The holy rollers, pew jumpers. We used to have pew jumpers. We used to have people that would run so fast they'd run into walls, knock holes in the wall. They're crazy. Jumping baptismal tanks. They're so excited. Let everything that breath praise the Lord. You ought to, when you come to church and you come to this sanctuary, we thank God for this place. When you come here, you shouldn't let anybody intimidate you by the way you praise. You shouldn't let anybody push down your worship. You shouldn't let anybody put out your fire. But when you come to church, you ought to say, you know what? I've come to lift my hands. I've come to stomp my feet. I've come to jump. I've come to run. I've come to give God the loudest praise, the loudest thanks I can. Why? Because God is good. Somebody shout, God is good. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be thanks. Thank you, God, for your name. When was the last time you thanked God for his name? There's power in the name. There really is power in the name, Brother Rudy. When I've said Jesus, I've said everything. I can't quote every single verse in the Word of God. I can't quote every chapter. I can quote a few, but I can't quote all of them. And there are times that I just don't have the words. Maybe you do because you have this incredible theological mind that you could begin to do that, but I don't. And so that's why God has given you a powerful name. Bible says, and at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can I just tell somebody, there is power, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for the power that I've got. The power in the name. And I don't know what else to do, Brother Scott. I'll lay my hands on somebody's head and I'll just say, in the name of Jesus, by the power and the authority that's in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, we ought to put that name upon your home and upon your marriage and upon your kids and upon your finances and upon your family and upon your coworkers. You ought to pray that name in the name. That's no other name. In the name of Jesus. I thank God for his name. Have no idea why we went off on this, Sister Sissy. We were going to talk about because we're his again. But I just felt in my spirit that we've got to stop and just thank God. Thank God that we're here. It's a Wednesday night. I bet if I were to have everybody raise their hands, and if I were to ask how bad is it in your life, you got some bad things going on, I believe everybody had their hands raised. But I don't want us to focus on the bad. I want us to focus on the good. And the only way you could focus on the good, you've got to focus on him, because everything about him is good. Hallelujah. And even I feel it here in this house tonight. I feel the goodness of the Lord. I feel a word from the Lord telling you you're not alone. God hadn't forgot about you, but God knows exactly where you are, and God's got your answer. He's got your remedy. He is your solution. He is the way. He is everything that you need him to be. He's that light at the end of the tunnel. Brother Mendez, he takes those crooked places and he makes them straight again. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That's why he said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Thank God that you love me and you're concerned about me. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord tonight? Let's stand to our feet tonight. I know this is completely different. But I want us, I'm going to open these altars, and I want us up here not crying and boo-hooing, but I want us up here with our hands raised and with us just thanking God. And it could be you activate faith. Bible talks about faith, right? He says, without faith, for he that cometh to God must, that he is, and he's a rewarder to them that. Man, Brother Joseph, you got the word of God in your heart. That's Jesus. But here's the deal. When you start giving God thanks, because there was a woman that came to the Lord. The Bible says a Syrophoenician woman that came to the Lord and wanted something from him. And the Lord says, is it meat that we give the meat to the dogs? She could have got offended. She could have walked her way and says, you know how? The Bible says she fell and she gave thanks. She said, at least the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And here's what I want us to do. Whatever it is in your life, whatever you need God to come through, financially, marital, physical, spiritual, you've got lost loved ones, whatever it is. Everybody has a need. I know I feel it here in the house. But I want us to come with our hands raised and our voices saying, God, thank you. Thank you for touching my home. Thank you for touching my marriage. Thank you for touching my finances. Thank you for touching my children, God. God, you've been good to me. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for breath. Thank you for health. Thank you for loving me, God. Thank you for caring about me. Thank you for being a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. On a Wednesday night, my heart is full of thanks. Thanks to you, God. You've been a great God. Thank you, God, for saving my family. Thank you, God, for allowing me to teach your word to my family. Thank you, God, for your touch. Thank you, God, for your favor. I love you, God, today. Sharakaya Toraso. Come on, lift up your voice. Come on, God's heard everything that you've prayed. God has seen everything that you've went through. And he's got a word for you. You're not alone. You're not facing this by yourself. But I got everything under control. I'm going to open up doors for you. I'm going to open up doors for you. You won't have to open them. You won't have to worry about it anymore. But I'm going to open them. I'm going to give you vineyards you didn't plant. I'm going to give you homes you didn't build. I'm going to give you everything your heart's desire. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for turning around, God. Thank you for turning around, God. Oh, I'm feeling this house. For the Holy Ghost here. For the Holy Ghost here. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Thank you, God, you have a purpose. Thank you, God, you have a plan. Thank you, God, you have everything under control. I will give you thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel him in this house. Worship him on a Wednesday night. Oh, you're good. You're good. You're good. At your mercy. Oh, he's good. He's great. He's wonderful. Thank you, God. Thank you for touching my home. Thank you for touching my family. Thank you, God. You have everything under control. I love you today. I love you. It's forever.
Your goodness is forever.
It's forever.
Your mercy.
Hallelujah. The charge is to leave this house with thanksgiving in your heart. You haven't seen your greatest revival yet. You haven't seen your greatest breakthrough yet. God hasn't forgot about you. But all you've got to do is stand and realize you're in control. And I relinquish the reins to you. And I give you thanks. Go home and give thanks. When you wake up tomorrow, give thanks. When you go to bed tomorrow, give thanks. Let this begin to reverberate in your spirit. And let God begin to change you. Find two or three people. Love on somebody. God bless you. Don't forget about youth service Friday night. Brother Garcia is going to be preaching. It's going to be at his house. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. It's going to be incredible. He's making carne asada tacos and chili verde burritos and all that great stuff. Just kidding. He'll be bringing the word.